Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Patriots Monday after a win, a big win over the Bills, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it in less than an hour with Boomer Esiason at 8 and with Mike Vrabel at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. Curtis, text message for you and for us, I guess. 617 text on the Subaru of New England text line. It is absolutely mind-numbingly unbelievable how petty this group is, meaning us.
Belichick?
Your own home team college football teams are awful, and you want to turn the knife on Bill Belichick. You're all petty.
Well, Bill Belichick is king petty. Nobody is more petty than Bill Belichick, one of the great frauds of all time. And Bill Belichick went to North Carolina saying they were the 33rd NFL team. He then barred scouts from the Patriots from going to his practice, saying he wasn't welcome here when he was literally here getting a standing ovation a year prior.
Yeah, I think that I was Team Belichick for a really long time. I wanted to see him succeed at UNC until that happened where he barred the Patriots scouts. That turned everything for me, because it doesn't just it's petty between he and the Patriots, but it affects all of his players, and that's who he needs to be putting first.
See, I thought it was more of a Curtis thing, because like I don't watch enough of UNC. I thought that UNC would be good on the bill.
Same.
I haven't watched enough of them to, you know, kind of criticize his team. I've just seen them from afar. You know, and I understand it's difficult in the first year, especially in the new world of college football. So I get, you know.
I mean, is it possible that he's one and done down there?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, likely. I would say there's about a 10% chance he doesn't survive the season.
Well, do you think they're going to – I think the buyout is like close to $30 million.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan would pay that and have not even blink.
Well, I mean, if UNC is willing
they are a national punchline.
Yeah, but if they're willing,
they have the 20-year-old girl on his arm.
No, Curtis, freaking ACC commissioner. I don't.
Like, what are we doing? And they had a bye week and they literally lost before sat down.
But they also turned down a Hard Knocks because she couldn't be an executive producer.
Tell me where the good news hits North Carolina.
They should have done it. They should have done Hard Knocks instead of this Hulu thing. Like, and Wiggy and I were talking off air. Wiggy's like, you know, if you didn't bring it up, I would have forgotten that there was even a Hulu documentary that's supposed to come out. I think a lot of people in North Carolina are waiting for that, especially if you're like a Duke fan, if you're an NC State fan, like if you're people that hate UNC, you want to see that doc. And I get it. If I'm a UNC fan, I don't want it to ever see the light of day, but you can't promote it the way that they did and make such a stink about going off on Hard Knocks and then deciding to go with Hulu and then not release it.
And Greg, I don't know what the texter said, but did the petty texter, the person that called me petty, talk about Bill Belichick not talking to Mac Jones for a season when he was the starting quarterback?
No.
Because that might have helped. I mean, call me crazy.
I'm going to get to that in my lead coming up momentarily because I heard you talking about it Saturday the audio that you played was incredible. So, but we have leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I'll make mine quick. I already said it this morning. I think that they have to play through the Ramondre Stevenson fumbles, struggles to get the best out of Ramondre Stevenson. When you hear Mike Vrabel talk about him, when you hear Drake May talk about him, especially last night, and I understand people are immediately going to say, well, what else would Drake May say? But the way in which Drake May says it with his full chest, he says, you know, I have all the faith in Ramondre Stevenson. I'll have all the faith in him all season long. He's a good player. We need him. I think that is a common theme. We need him is what everybody says when it comes to Ramondre Stevenson. And when he's on his A game, he's a good player. So I hope that he figures out the fumble situation. It's an issue this season. It was an issue last season, and it was an issue under Bill Belichick. The way in which
what tells you that he's going to be able to what shows you he's going to be able to figure it out.
The only hope I have is that Mike Vrabel keeps going back to him, and so Mike Vrabel is a brilliant football mind in my eyes. So if Mike Vrabel sees something in Ramondre Stevenson and keeps going to him instead of sitting him, benching him, and just sticking with Travion, then to me, he has to see some light.
I think. A good part of that is that there just are no other options. I mean, unfortunately, because of what happened to Gibson, and it looks like he's probably done for the season.
But at the beginning of that game, they did have other options, and they've had other options all season long, and they've still continued to go to Ramondre.
And he continues to fumble the football.
Yeah, he has three now.
Right. Yeah. But I think they were going away from him in that game because after he fumbled, it was really more so Gibson who was getting the bulk of the carries.
He was running over people.
He was standing there for a while on the sidelines, mm-hmm. and then he was in there blocking or whatever.
It was just for blocking purposes.
But I don't know that he has. We'll be able to ask Mike Vrabel about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that he has many other options, which is kind of
What do you think about Vrabel trying reverse psychology, encouraging Ramondre to fumble?
That's the one. You're right, Greg. It's just clearly he doesn't have many options because of the Gibson injury. And then the other thing is I don't know how much confidence they have in Henderson because it seems like they don't really go to him often.
Yeah, but you know Mike Vrabel better than anybody on this show. And the way in which he's talked about him every single week, especially the week after the Steelers, which was Ramondre's worst, don't you think he puts the pressure on a lot of other people and not Ramondre? Like, the way in which he speaks about Ramondre Stevenson, mm-hmm. he sees something special in him.
I think that's just coaches speak.
I don't.
I know in Vrabel, that's coaches speak. He comes from the world, like, he knows how important ball security is. And he comes from the world of, like, all right, if this guy's going to keep putting it on the ground, then I can't just keep putting him in the game. I think that, you know, trying to keep him motivated, trying to keep him upbeat, like, I think that's coaches speak, and I think he's, you know, trying to do his best. But I know when they're in staff meetings, like Greg said, he's got to be like, man, what can we do? Who else can we put in there? Because we can't trust this guy in a, you know, to be able to have the ball security that we're looking for. So Vrabel has to know, and Curtis brought up a great point. All right. What if this is a playoff game or a game that you need to win for seeding or whatever? Like, the confidence level in Ramondre is...
It's not that high.
I think it's bottom of the barrel.
No. But I think, Wiggs, too, last night when that happened, the social media and fan reaction was not mad at Ramondre. The vitriol was directed at the coach.
Right.
Yeah. They were saying, Vrabel, what are you doing? I saw Jones and Keefe saying, get him out, wake up, all of that. Now, whenever Ramondre fumbles... It will be on Vrabel.
Vrabel's just not a big coaches speak to me. Like, the way in which he talked about Steph Diggs after saying 5 out of 10, the way in which he speaks about Drake May, he's not overly praising these other guys. So the fact that he does when it comes to Ramondre Stevenson...
He's just doing
he's
that.
He's praising people that need it, and he's challenging people that can handle it.
I think he's just desperate.
Yeah,
I don't.
He's in a desperate situation.
And I hear what you guys are saying. Yeah. I just feel differently about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, but you know what? What the hell?
You have them winning the AFC East. Go ahead.
Yeah. What the hell?
You have them winning the Super Bowl.
It is a victory Monday, so yes, I do have them in the Super Bowl. But no, but honestly, I watch enough football all weekend long, all Sunday, to look at, and I'm just going to stay in the AFC, to look at the AFC, and after what I saw last night, to be able to say about this Patriots football team, that they could be one of the better teams in the AFC right now. When you start to look at the Colts and what they've been able to do. We thought Buffalo was the team. You went into Buffalo and beat Buffalo. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't that Buffalo didn't have a great game. You went out there and you beat them. So when you start to look at this Patriots football team, and Curtis kind of went through the schedule a little bit, and he's spot on. Your next 2 weeks are on the road, granted, but it's against two horrible teams. Tennessee won because I believe it was the DB from the Arizona Cardinals was a moron and let the ball go before he got into the end zone.
Was ready running back. To celebrate.
Oh, running back. I'm
was
sorry.
Ready to celebrate 2-3 yards before he got in the end zone.
Yeah, and the crazy part is he wasn't even celebrating. He was just like, yeah, I'm just
going to getting ready to do a ball flip.
Whatever the hell he was doing. But when you look at the next 2 weeks, Saints, Tennessee on the road, Curtis had brought up the schedule. You should win those games. And I think, and you start to look at this Patriots football team, why, when you saw last night, why wouldn't you say this is one of the best teams in the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, so you got the Bills there. You got the Chiefs there, I'm assuming.
I got the Chiefs there, yep.
Ravens are a dumpster fire.
Too many injuries. Who the hell knows?
I mean, there's people calling for John Harbaugh's head.
Right.
Which doesn't seem fair, but it has been a while since he's won a Super Bowl. So
right, and what's the most important?
He's dealing with injuries, though, big time.
Yeah, and that's part of it. But hey, you know what? Because of the injuries, that's the reason why they're a team that's going to struggle all year long. What are the two most important things you need to have in the NFL in today's game? I would say the number one thing is a quarterback.
Right.
It looks like you have that.
You got one here.
And the second thing is a competent coach, a good coach, and it looks like you have that. So to look at this team and not buy into the hype, I just think that you'd be crazy not to do that.
Okay, Wiggy. Speaking of competent coaching, I heard Curtis and Ken on Saturday as I was driving back from beautiful Newport, Rhode Island, where we had an incredible time at the Audrain Newport Concours Motor Week. On Saturday, I heard them play this audio, and I thought it was good enough for a repeat because Nick Saban was on with Pat McAfee and was talking about the resurgence of Mac Jones and went into a little bit of detail about the experience that Mac had here when he was playing for the New England Patriots and why it was not the best experience. Here's the audio.
So anyway, I'm so happy for Mac, but I think Mac was one of those guys that was in bad situations in New England relative to coaching and all that type of stuff, and who was the offensive coordinator, and how did he get developed when he came in the league, and he hasn't been in great circumstances. I think right now he is in a really good circumstance with Shanahan, their offense, the players he's got around him, because he is a guy that will execute. He's really, really smart, so he's going to do exactly what you tell him to do. And he wants to know exactly what you want him to do. And I'm not sure he always got told exactly what it was expected of him before going to the 49ers.
Do you think that Nick Saban got a WTF text from Bill Belichick after that one, Curtis?
So is Nick Saban petty? Because he's friends with Bill, and he just said the truth. That you don't talk to him, and you give him Joe Judge and Patricia to coach offense. And Mac, you know what Mac Jones' great sin was? He called Saban and said, "What the hell is going on? This is your friend. Why are they doing this?" And then Bill iced him out.
Well, I think Saban has to do this because his long list of quarterbacks that go from Alabama to the NFL generally stink. So now when you got one that's kind of doing well, you have to be like, hey, you know what? He just needed. And I'll say this about, you know, I'm no island guy, but I have to say, hey, looks like there's going to be a nice island in the Bay Area. If you want to jump on Mac Island, why not? Who's to say this kid can't turn it around? Look at Sam Darnold. Look, we talk about Baker Mayfield. Those two guys went head-to-head yesterday. Daniel Jones with the Indianapolis Colts. You start to see guys that I would have thought, I mean, Sam Darnold, we were like.
You would have thought they were going to be a backup at best for their entire career, and you put them in a different setting with some weapons and different coaching.
Right.
And they end up being pretty good.
I mean, we all clowned Sam Darnold when he was talking about he's seeing ghosts out there. Now the guy's out there throwing for over 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. It's like, who's this guy? So it is about coaching, and I will say this, Greg. Now, I'm not an island guy, but I think part, and I blame Bill for some of Mac's undoing, and especially when it came to giving him Matt Patricia and Joe Judge as offensive guys when that's something that they didn't do, and that obviously affected him. And then his Mac's attitude of...
Well, I think Mac got humbled a little bit. And,
right.
And that's good for all of us.
Right.
Like, I think he was a dink. Mm-hmm. In addition to Bill mm-hmm. ignoring him and, right. and you know, a lot of that was on himself, but he seems to have, at least so far out there, he seems to be a different kind of guy.
He's buying in out there.
Well, yeah. And I also think that we forget that Bill iced him out because he didn't trust him.
Right. He didn't buy in.
Not even the buy in, but going to Dan Orlovsky to talk about, you know, the fact that he didn't trust the...
Right, but that's not buying into the system.
It's not buying in, but it's also talking to people outside of the program. And Bill Belichick has been known for that yeah. not flying. So I think Bill Belichick's been screwed enough in his career that when he sees a player that's not on board with the Bill Belichick right. way, he's out on him.
Even if you don't like it, Mac, that I gave you Matt Patricia and Joe Judge,
right.
you got to buy in, right? Yeah. Even if it's like, you know, you still got to show that and be like, all right, I'm willing to work with them, whatever we could do. And that's the biggest thing when
Isn't
you...
Isn't it Bill Belichick?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Check's job to get the most out of his players.
Yeah, but
not
I think
about a purity test,
right?
Loyalty.
But that's the way Bill operates.
Right.
That's the way,
I mean,
Parcells operates.
Well, I got to tell you,
no,
it's
struggling. But I mean,
it's actually nothing. Well,
the way it works for him, and the way it
look at Bill O'Brien, who we love, not exactly thriving when he doesn't have Tom Brady at the heights.
Well, no, yeah, they actually have a pretty good quarterback. I told you, they lead the nation passing offense. So
right,
it's not their passing offense.
They suck.
But it's not their passing offense. I understand that, but it's not their passing offense.
Usually passing offenses gets in the
it's about end zone. It's about loyalty. And when you don't trust the guy.
But why would he be loyal to Bill when Bill's not loyal to Mac?
No. In the beginning, that's the way it operates. Parcells was like that. Belichick's like that. A lot of coaches are like that. If you're not loyal to them, then, yeah, they'll phase you out. They'll ice you out to do whatever.
But Bill Belichick did exactly what Gerard Mayo to him to Bill Parcells in 96.
Right, but I'm talking about for the player's perspective. That's all I'm talking about.
But if you're Mac Jones and you're getting coached by these two boobs, why should you accept it?
Right, but if you're in a position where, unfortunately, you have no choice.
Well, he was a Pro Bowler, just had a pretty good rookie season, got to the playoffs, won 10 wins.
Right.
According to the head coach, had a phenomenal offseason program, said he had made dramatic improvements. And then he arrives and he sees Joe Judge farting in the offensive room.
Right, but unfortunately, Curtis, that's the way that he wanted to go. So you can't be, you know, saying, hey, this guy's a moron. What the hell's he? And then start going behind his back and talking to people that that are in the world saying, you know what? The guy that Belichick hired is a dummy. You don't think that's going to get back to Bill Belichick?
Also, is the Mike Vrabel is no better than Gerard Mayo narrative done with now?
I think as of right now.
Can we stop that one?
As of right now, you can put that one on the back.
For a week or two there.
Yeah.
Can we get rid of that one?
Remember, we're always in the moment. In the moment right now, you put that on the back burner.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Gerard Mayo, if he had Drake May to start the season, maybe different ending. You never know. They
it's
beat
about
the Seahawks week two, and they're 2-0.
I agree with some of the stuff.
If you want to keep it going, you could say Gerard Mayo beat the Bills as well, final game of the season.
That's true.
Curtis, if you want to keep it going.
Not exactly a representative outcome, but yes, I think that we could take the Joe Milton win they tried to lose.
Curtis, I agree with some of the stuff you're saying, but I've been in that NFL world, and you know, it is sometimes unfortunate where loyalty matters more than ability.
Yeah.
And it's
well,
sucks.
Listen, we saw some of that loyalty when we were in Newport with you and Nate Burleson. Guy mm-hmm. loves you.
Yeah.
By the way, unbelievable call by Nate Burleson on that picking the Patriots to win that game on Friday.
And he almost had the Cleveland game right,
yeah,
too.
I know.
Stumbled a little bit late.
Almost.
But, yeah.
Almost, but didn't.
Yeah. Well, you didn't really win.
Nope, I mean, but no. I get clowned on. Chubb doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, I went toe-to-toe with a former NFL
player. Yeah, but
y'all
the professional, though.
You picked the Bills to win the
he
game.
He literally talks about football on the television.
Yeah, but he's not like a gambling expert shop. You're supposed to be the professional.
We just picked winners. We didn't even pick the spread.
But that's what you do for a living. He just talks football.
No, I don't do that for a living.
Well, that's part of your job.
My favorite thing was when Nate Burleson gets on the phone, Shime starts, he's like, wow, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Patriots shocked the Bills 23-20, the final in Buffalo. The Pats giving the Bills their first loss of the season, ending their 14 home game winning streak. Drake May completed 22 of 30 passes for 273 yards. A fumble in the beginning of the game didn't look good for Ramondre Stevenson, but he came back with two touchdowns. We'll be joined by Mike Vrabel on this Patriots Monday at 9:30. And it's time to get to the Sports Illustrated Top Performer of the Week. That's brought to you by Sports Illustrated. And let's give it to Steph Diggs, who had 10 receptions for 146 yards in his first return to Buffalo. Meant more for him, obviously. Sports Illustrated tickets, 50 million sports, concerts, and theater tickets. Same seats, better prices. Fans deserve better. We'll wait to see what happens with Antonio Gibson, who went down with a knee injury on a kickoff return in the second quarter yesterday. I'm guessing that there will be some more tests that have to happen today before we get some type of diagnosis. Other games of note, the other undefeated team, the Eagles, go down to the Broncos 21-17 at home. Lamar Jackson-less Ravens fell to the Texans 44-10, and the Dolphins continue to struggle this week against the Panthers 27-24 was the final there.
Also, the Vikings got absolutely screwed on that field goal attempt with the camera cable.
Oh,
the ball going off the camera cable, and not a single official or anybody in the NFL office sees it,
right,
and is made aware of it. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then there was another one they were talking about where they threw the ball and then it hit the camera, and I guess you can do as like a redo.
Yeah,
but nobody noticed it. Not even the coaches of the team. I forget which team. You could throw your challenge flag, and then they would do a redo.
I think Minnesota winning, they just took it and we're happy with the win at the end of the day.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this was a different game.
Oh, yeah. I thought you guys were talking the same one. Monday Night Football is Chiefs at Jaguars. Kickoff is at 8:15. And when it comes to baseball games over the weekend, the Yankees go down two games to the Blue Jays in the ALDS. Game three is tomorrow, and Curtis is going to have an elimination party for those that want to attend. And there are many options to lose weight. Are they safe? Maybe. Are they effective? Maybe. Will I keep the weight off? That's maybe two. Last one, will it be easy and fit into my life again? Again, maybe. Cut the maybes and go to the solution, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got They Said It.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.